In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said in verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." If you're going to live a life making right decisions and following close to God, you're going to need a pure heart in order to follow God in the way that He wants you to follow Him. The heart is one of the tools that God has provided to us for a specific purpose. It allows us to feel emotions and discern life's desires. It helps us decide life's direction. It's a tool of discernment and a source of inner motives. Literally, your heart is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your heart is what you feel, what you want, and what you think. Your heart is the sum total of your inner being. It guides and directs you 24 hours a day. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of the heart are the issues of life." The Bible also tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The writer of Psalms 57 tells us, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praises." The way you think and the way you feel will be determined by your heart. Every time you make a decision, you turn to your heart for advice. It constantly gives you feedback about every experience. Even now, as you listen to this 5-minute program, your heart is the silent commentator in the background, helping you sift through the information, discerning whether it's right or wrong, deciding whether you will accept it or reject it. Your heart is the seat of your conscience and the unseen influencer of every choice you make. If it is functioning properly, it will guide you into God's will, where you will find God's destiny for your life. If it is not functioning properly, it will lead you away from the will of God. You remember the story in 1 Samuel chapter 16, where God said to Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, because the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks on the heart." There seems to be two extremes in this particular verse. The first extreme causes me to focus only on my heart and reason that the outward appearance doesn't matter. Often this verse is used to excuse bad behavior. Some reason that God looks on the heart, but it doesn't matter what I look like or what I wear or how people perceive me. The fact that God sees my heart is not a license to live wrong outwardly. It's a reason to make sure that my right living is genuinely from the heart. The Bible clearly teaches that God wants me to care about the outward appearance before men. We are to shun even the outward appearance of evil. The other extreme is that some people focus only on the external appearance and performance as the standard for spiritual growth and a close relationship with God. If I wear the right clothes, walk the right way, attend the right functions, and speak the right lingo, people will think I'm spiritual. I can be far from God in my heart, but appear outwardly to be very spiritual. I conform so that people will accept me. I play the part outwardly. That's a very frustrating way to live the Christian life. It usually doesn't last very long. The balance of these two extremes is a commitment to both the heart and the outward fruit of a personal relationship with God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.